Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Championship weekend here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got the Bucks at Green Bay. 2 o'clock pregame, 3:05 kick. And then the second game is going to be on 1380 WAOK because the Hawks take on the Bucks on Sunday night at 7. So we're moving that one over, but you'll get a chance to listen and hear the Bills and Chiefs. And Brian McFadden, who is a 2-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, joining us to talk about these games and a lot more, what's going on around the NFL. B-Mac, what's going on today, man?
What's up, guys? Thank you for having me.
You know, it's funny when Bryant comes on, Carl, we really can't talk about knucklehead coaches or embarrassing press conferences because he played for Tomlin. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you had the guys that I think most guys respected.
Tomlin and Bill Kyle. Don't forget Bill Kyle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Coming out of FSU. So those are two guys. I mean, from a fan standpoint, Bryant, they seem like guys you would treat you like grown men and you'd respect them and get to work.
No doubt. No doubt. They're very, very blunt in what they were expecting from each player. And, you know, they were honest as well, you know, when it came to letting you know some guys would be treated differently. You know what I mean? Some guys might not have the leeway to have a few mistakes on the football field and not get reprimanded for them. So, you know, you got to respect individuals that keep it real with you and you understand where they're coming from start to finish.
So there's a lot of hiring going on around the NFL. Before we talk about these games, let's just get your take on what the Falcons did here with Terry Fontenot as the general manager and Arthur Smith coming from Tennessee as the new head coach. What were your thoughts when you heard that this became official?
I like both moves. I don't have an issue with either move. I think both guys have shown the ability to be successful. Both guys have been very, very consistent, and both guys have really been the talk of the town when you look at the NFL world, right? Look at the job that Arthur did there in Tennessee, not just in totality with the offense, but just reincarnating Ryan Tannehill and getting the best out of Derrick Henry. I mean, the last 2 years, Derrick Henry's numbers have been phenomenal, and it's not just because of who he is as an individual. I think it has a lot to do with how they utilize him. And then I don't even want to talk about Ryan Tannehill. We thought Ryan Tannehill was nothing but a career backup at best.
Right.
But somehow or another, he emerged to be a very, very consistent, more than serviceable quarterback. So I think if you're Atlanta, if you're the fans there of the Falcons, you have to be optimistic about what he could do to revitalize the offensive mentality, the offensive DNA. And then with Terry, I mean, his track record speaks for itself, right? I mean, if you look at the roster and some of the homegrown players that they were able to acquire, and what I mean when I say homegrown players, players they drafted, not players they signed as a free agent, but players they drafted that he's been a part of, I mean, you got to be excited about what he could do here in Atlanta.
It is our man, Brian McFadden, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. You go at BMAC_SportsTalk, get the links to all the podcast stuff with all things covered. Does a great job. So, I mean, they're going to evaluate the talent. I know we've asked you the last couple of years, what do you think of the Falcons' talent? Can you get the running game on track? Can you do what you got to do with this offensive line? And do we have some of those pieces already here, or is that going to require some work?
I mean, on paper, the pieces are there. We just haven't seen the product consistently put on display week in and week out. Look at the high invested players. I mean, you got first rounder after first rounder after first rounder, but they haven't really established themselves to be difference makers. So it's almost like, do you start from ground up Do you blow it up and just start rebuilding? I don't think so. I think the most important thing is to get an individual that can get the most out of the players you already have there on the roster on the offensive line. Because you can't say they haven't been trying, right? I mean, 1 year, what, 2 or 3 years ago, they used two first-rounders on two offensive linemen. Right. So they have been trying. It just hasn't panned out as well as many thought.
So I got to take our listeners back weeks ago when B-Mac said, hey, this Antonio Brown thing is going to play out, you know, at the end of the season into the playoffs. His team hadn't hit its stride yet. Well, now they're back, or should I say they have a chance to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC Championship game. I'm talking about the Buccaneers, guys, and B-Mac is on them, you know, weeks ago. I wasn't always a believer just because of the way that they were inconsistent. But what are we getting on Sunday? And how do they beat the Packers again? Because the Packers jumped out to a 10-0 lead earlier in the season, and then it was all Buccaneers, and they got after Aaron Rodgers.
Well, what we will get Sunday, we will see entertaining football from two elite players at the most important position, which is the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. And I'm very, very high on the Buccaneers. I think they're getting 3, 3.5. I'm taking the Buccaneers. I wouldn't be surprised to see them win the money line. It's because they have the ultimate leader on their team in Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the ultimate leader. He instantly changes the mindsets of a franchise, right? Tampa has been below average for quite some time. He instantly changed the mindset for their ball club. And, yes, you talked about Antonio Brown. He showed up big time in the first playoff game against Washington. He got injured last week. But the chemistry overall in the offense is there. The rhythm is there. The offensive line, they're playing much better football. And now defensively, Devin White is a grown man. I think he feels some type of way getting that Pro Bowl snub, and he showcased how he felt against the New Orleans Saints. So this is going to be a tough matchup. The first meeting, they dominated defensively. They dominated at the line of scrimmage. They dominated the offensive line unit for the Packers. Will they be able to do that again? I don't know. We have to wait and see. But I really like Tampa getting points because I think it will be a low-scoring ball game. I think the wind will play a major factor. And when you look at the conditions with snow and potential wind, you don't expect to see a lot of points. And because of that, I take Tampa getting 3, 3.5, or whatever the case is.
Carl alluded to the beatdown they administered. You just talked about it. They were sacking Aaron Rodgers. If they can protect Aaron Rodgers, though, who on that Bucs secondary can handle Devontae Adams?
Well, nobody really can handle Devontae Adams in their secondary, and the reason why I say that is because they moved Devontae around so much. You remember last week everybody was hyped about the Jalen Ramsey-Devontae Adams matchup, right? But we really didn't see it a lot because he lines up everyone on the football field. He's either at the number two receiver, which is a true slot, or the number three receiver. They utilize him in motion. So it's kind of hard to really pinpoint and highlight where he is because he's everywhere, and that's why he's so successful. But collectively, if you want to have success against Devontae Adams, you first got to have success against number 12. And if you go back to the first meeting, Devontae Adams didn't put up the type of ball game he's been doing throughout the year. You know why? Because number 12 was constantly running for his life, or he was getting pressured. That's the best way to efface an elite wide receiver out of the ball game, get to his quarterback.
Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's shift gears and talk about what's going to happen in the AFC. Let's assume Pat Mahomes is 100, even though he probably isn't going to be. Defensively, are the Bills capable of slowing down the Chiefs enough to be in this game, especially on the road? If this was in Buffalo, I'd feel differently, but it's not. How do you feel about the Chiefs' defense? Because they made some big plays last week and really put them in position to win the way they held down Lamar Jackson and company.
Yeah, the thing about the Bills' defense, they're playing their best football at the most important time because they're finally healthy. They've been dealing with so many injuries on all three levels. It's been kind of hard to really see who they are as a defense. Now they're playing real good football. So to answer your question, can they slow Pat Mahomes down? Yes, they can. The reason why I feel that way is because the first meeting, which was a one-possession ball game going into the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken, they played real good football. But what they focused in on the first meeting, if you go look at the numbers, they focused in on stopping Pat Mahomes in the aerial attack. But they made themselves vulnerable to the ground and pound attack, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a field day against the Bills. Now, there's a good chance you might not have Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the lineup. We're not really seeing what we thought we would see from Le'Veon Bell. So the running game is not the same as it once was throughout the year for Kansas City. So I think if you can kind of devote enough attention to both aspects, the passing game and the running game, yeah, they will have success. Like I said, go back and look at the numbers. Go back and look at the game. Buffalo's defense against the pass, they play real good football. They just were vulnerable against the run. I think Leslie Frazier will have a better game plan in place. Not to mention, like you said, if Pat Mahomes is cleared to play, trust me, I've been concussed a few times in my career. Even when they say you're cleared, mm-hmm. you're still not cleared. It's almost like having that bigger brother in your house, and he's always hitting you in your head when he's walking by. He's hitting you in your head when he's walking by. And now when he walked by, you flinch because you think he's going to hit you. That's the same effect when you get concussed. Anytime someone is around you, you're just flinching because you don't want to go through the same hill that mm-hmm. you went through when you got concussed. So even though he might be clear to play, I don't expect for him to be as efficient as he's been, because when you get concussed, that lingers with you for a few weeks.
Yeah, we said there was no way the NFL was going to not have Mahomes out there, wink, wink. But I get what you're saying. Hey, Brian, real quick, on the other side, Stephon Diggs. Carl and I used to joke around, Thielen and Diggs. As a defensive back, you know, we already mentioned Devontae Adams and what he does for the Packers. When you hear, like, you know, Tony Romo, or you hear, Aikman talking about, like, he's running that route. Look at that route. What can they do that gets you as a DB? Like, whoa, and is it just the crisp turns? I mean, are they selling the fakes? What is making these guys so good at what they're doing at wideout?
Well, he understands. He knows how to use a defensive back's leverage against them. Like, a lot of times as a defender, if I'm playing you man-to-man, depending on where you line up as a wide receiver, I may get up outside of you, which is outside leverage, or inside of you, which is inside leverage. And usually, when I line up inside a wide receiver, my job is to not allow them to get inside. And if they do get inside, make them fight to get inside, because that can disrupt the timing of the route. Stephon Diggs understands leverage so well, he can see that a defender is lining up inside, which he's trying to protect the inside. He still understands and knows how to maneuver his body to get inside of that defender to be able to run his inside releasing route. That is a unique trait to have, not to mention he finishes extremely strong at the top of the route. What I mean when I say the top of the route, let's say he's running a dig route, right? A 15-yard square in. At the top of that route, which is the 15th step, he understands how to create separation to run that dig coming across the football field. Now, sometimes I feel it's a bit illegal, but he's such an expertise in doing so, the referees don't call when he hits you with that little quick shove off, that little quick extension of his arm, and sometimes he hits you with that quick extension of the elbow. But he's a great technician when it comes to routes, and he's even a better wide receiver when it comes to catching footballs. And just the relationship that him and Josh Allen has, I mean, it's phenomenal to see them go out and do their work.
Coming straight from a DB, by the way. You just heard DB 101 right there. And then to say, I think it's illegal.
He's pushing off.
Yeah, that's what you would have said to the ref. Come on, ref. It's illegal.
Exactly. Before the beginning of the game, you got to warm up the referee a little bit. You got to, hey, how the family doing? Even though I don't even know your family. hey, number 61, how your family doing? Everybody good? The dog good? Everybody's good? Hey, watch out for number 14, man. He loves to push off at the top of that route. Just remember that.
You get the call. Brian, we got to go, man. Always appreciate you. We'll watch this weekend. We'll see what the Super Bowl matchup is going to be. We'll talk to you about it next week. Thanks, my man.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.